As we return to Acts chapter 23, verses 12 through 22, the Apostle Paul finds himself in a very serious situation. Luke, who's narrating this story, tells us that a group of men had formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. Now, this group of conspirators were deadly serious about murdering Paul. Notice what Luke says. They bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they had killed him. That statement in Greek is much stronger. It literally says they anathematized themselves with an anathema. What do they mean by that? Well, in the Old Testament, if something was anathematized, it meant that it was devoted to destruction. This is what happened when the Israelites attacked the city of Jericho. Everything and everyone was placed under what the Old Testament called the ban, meaning that everything and everyone was slated by God for destruction. Well, in the New Testament, the same word was translated into Greek as anathema. And Paul uses this word five times in his letters. For example, in 1 Corinthians 16:22, he writes, "If any man love not the Lord Jesus, let him be anathema." Again, in Romans 9:3, he reverses this statement, and he writes, "I wish that I could myself be anathema for the sake of my kinsmen." So this is a very serious matter. 40 Jews have devoted themselves to destruction. As one commentator put it, it was as if they had said, "So may God do to us and more if we eat or drink anything until Paul is dead." In other words, we will kill him or God will strike us dead. I like how John MacArthur put it. Feeling that they were really going to defend God, they wanted God in on their murder plot. As strange as it sounds, that is exactly what is happening. Well, as we move on to verses 14 and 15, we have to think about the fact that assassinating a man who is in a Roman fortress under the protection of 1,000 soldiers is no small feat. These 40 conspirators are going to need some inside help to get this done. So notice what Luke tells us starting at verse 14. They went to the chief priests and leaders of the people and said, "We've asked God to curse us if we taste any food before we've killed Paul. Here's our plan. You and the council must go to the Roman officer on the pretext that you need more information from Paul. You have to make it look as though you want to get more accurate information about him. And we'll be ready to kill him before he gets to you." Although the 40 conspirators were ready to assassinate Paul, they realized that it would be impossible to get into the Antonia fortress on their own. The Romans were not about to cooperate with them, so the 40 needed some help. Now notice how they went to the chief priests and elders. You'll recall that these religious leaders were all Sadducees, the party that was Paul's worst enemy in the Sanhedrin. Remember that Paul was preaching the resurrection and the Sadducees were strict anti-supernaturalists. So these 40 conspirators went to them to get their support for killing Paul. We'll see what happens next time on Verse by Verse.